The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We're back in effect. Two things before we dive into more of this Penn State.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame, Penn State. Before that, I got a couple of friends that are out in LA. They are safe, but if you know anybody, make sure you call and check on them, man. That is the real deal out there. A phone call is easy. You know, it's nobody can imagine it. It looks like a movie, but it's actually real life. Then also, you know, it came out, Frank Wycheck, who I played against numerous times, is from Philly, which is kind of close to my family's hometown of Frederick. Played against them plenty of times. Many players struggle with, you know, head injuries. Frank Wycheck had voiced his, obviously was put to the side, but I guess he had donated his brain and he did have CTE. So, his wife, or actually, which is more heartbreaking, his son said he finally has some relief because of the issues that he was able to see, you know, his dad. So it doesn't affect just Frank, which is, he was a big dude, good player, solid player, but the family is as well. So
he's a Maryland guy. Yeah. We had him. He did a lot of stuff with us in my club. He did a lot of charity stuff while he was at Maryland. And then when he was a rookie with the Redskins, he spent his summer interning with me. And he would go get behind bar and tell stories and hang out and take pictures and do the whole thing. And then when he progressed and moved, got released after the replacement team, then he went to Tennessee and built his career and did his thing. But he would stay in touch. And when we talk about sports, far too often, and I'm glad you brought it up, far off, we talk about it from a distance, not knowing that you're talking about people who are going through stuff. It's real life stuff. For him, his family didn't know which Frank was going to come home, right? You didn't know what you were going to get because, quite frankly, he didn't have control. And it happens far too often. And I'm glad you brought it up because Frank was as good a person in sports that you can find. His brain was broke. And the things that he suffered and the things that he put his family through, not on purpose, he wasn't a bad person. He was struggling because his processes weren't the same. And I'm sad that he's not here because Frank was joy. He was a joyful human being. Jay, am I wrong in that?
Yeah, he was a good dude. Man. I mean, it's obviously, I saw him throw the Music City Miracle, but he was a good dude. And for a Tennessee Titans team at that point in time that didn't have a lot of good dudes on it, I felt he was a breath of fresh air. You know, played clean, played hard.
Yeah.
And I always talk about Mark Duffner, who was the Cincinnati linebacker coach. I was telling Austin, who trained or like not trained me, but worked me out. He knew that's how I kind of befriended Frank, you know. And so when I got drafted, actually, Buffalo, Mark still called me, said, you know, good luck and so forth and like that. And then before we played Frank, he said, hey, you know, make sure you go say what's up to him. And then we kind of had like a, you know, just a, you know, see him after the game and, you know, check on each other.
Great
then,
golfer.
Yeah. Great dude. I mean, just a good, solid dude and a good, you know, good time, real, real, like easygoing. So, you know, good, you know, I hated that he had to fight for the things with the NFL for, you know, he had to spend that much time while he was pretty much dying, which is,
can I ask you this? So there's another buddy in that same space, Craig McEwen, who played with Washington, San Diego. I was a part of the replacement team and played so well that he made the team. CTE, full issue in place. And I've been asked by several people from NFL alumni to have a discussion with Craig on air. I think it would be important if you're willing to be a part of it, Jay, because you're able to ask some questions that may seem odd coming from me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a battle. I mean, I think I've had like 30, 40 concussions. I mean, it's not a,
Say that number again, because I think
I've had some bad ones where not, you know, like, you know, I've had some bad ones, but it was just part of the deal. So, it's a daily type of battle, you know, that you got to, you know, deal with.
An in-game battle, right? Yeah. That you take the hit and then you still play through. And a lot of times
back then, yeah.
Right.
You know, obviously now times are, you know, a little bit different, you know, for these guys. So, you know, they are in a better position. But, you know, for the times that, like, when I played against Frank and, you know, played against guys like Sam Gash and those guys, you know, we locked horns pretty, you know, pretty readily, like Moran Norris and you know, it can turn, you know, your life can, you know, every day is a blessing and stuff like that. So you want to make sure you, you know, appreciate it. You know, I just, you know, obviously you see Frank's name here. You know, you got the college football playoffs tonight. You got NFL playoffs starting in a day or two or this weekend or whenever it is. And sometimes, you know, there's so many guys that come through. It'd be no different if somebody played at Nebraska, then you can kind of like just look at a name and not understand, you know, what it's not just a name. It's no different than a coach getting fired. It's not just the coach getting fired. It's the assistant coach, the kids, the you know, the extended family, the friends, neighborhood people. Now, some people earn the, obviously we've seen earn getting fired, but Frank earned everything that he was able to accomplish, and on top of it, he was as good as dude, as good as competitor as I went against.
Went into broadcast, yeah. Had success.
Yeah, had to, you know, it's tough, man. It's tough. But anyways, wanted, you know, give him a shout out just because I see it in the notes, you know, dear to me, because, you know, I know exactly what it feels like. But Notre Dame and Penn State. You know, the quirky James Franklin that came to Penn State, and his whole thing was, if you remember, I'm reading here his famous quote, and I wonder if he said it to Marcus Freeman. I doubt he did, but he was saying, you know, he was at Vanderbilt, right? You know, reading his bio here, and then his quote was, "I only hire assistant coaches that have good looking wives, because that lets me know you can recruit."
Hey, man, say it.
Well, now you got NIL, you don't have to worry about it. Now you, just, you know, but
say it.
That's James Franklin in a nutshell. Then you have Marcus Freeman, who played at Houston for a year or two, has battled some tough injuries, really worked his way up. Tough guy, played at Ohio State College, but played it for Houston and took Luke Fickell's defense to a whole new level, to where Brian Kelly said, "I want some of that." And then obviously he's taking Notre Dame to a whole new level. And so they're going to lock horns tonight. You got two, I mean, essentially, it's a toss-up game. I think it's going to come down to which team doesn't turn the ball over, but they don't. Neither team turns the ball over. Which quarterback is playing well? They're both playing well in their own rights. What defense is playing well? They're both playing well. What special teams play well? They're both playing well. So this game right here is going to probably be a white-knuckle, low-scoring, like old-school football game. This is going to be who breaks first. What player plays, and I always say this, these games will be won by your second and third tier stars. So who has a great game on defense that isn't,
you didn't honest. Account for them as priority one, right? Somebody steps up, right? And they actually make the play.
Yeah, whether it's Abdul Carter's like co-partner that had to play his position, or a defensive back that starts out with a big pass breakup and gets a tip touch or tip interception, kind of like they saw it like against Boise, everything was going.
Or a special teams play, cough, right. Cough, Georgia, cough, cough.
Right. I mean, if you talk about taking the life out of a team in Georgia who probably felt like in the second half we're going to wear these dudes down, the game was over. And so whatever, you know, whatever coach decides to call and whatever team executes the first, I wouldn't call it a trick play, but a situationally tricky play, right? Oh, I go for it on fourth down and say you normally have been running it, but then you run some sort of.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best in class equipment we've always had with most clubs open 24 hours so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Of bootleg, not this, you know, hike it and you get the ball, then you try to do it to the Patrick Mahomes and do that. No, a new wrinkle to an old play to get it to your star player in a crucial time. Whoever does that early, and that will kind of take control of the game.
Do you think Katelniki's the guy to do that for Penn State?
I think he is. And how they can really scheme up getting Warren the football. I think this game is going to come down to how Penn State can get Drew Aller on schedule faster than Notre Dame getting Riley Leonard going. Because I trust Riley Leonard more, but I think Drew Aller has
a... Ooh, really?
Yeah, he's older. And he's a basketball player. He's a competitor. And he has new life.
Riley Leonard, who isn't throwing the ball downfield.
No.
But last half of the year, you trust him more?
Here's what I mean by trusting him, Austin. See, you're always thinking about stats there. You're just a little young millennial. You're thinking about stats. I trust Riley Leonard. I'll say it a little bit that not to lose the game early. Steady. He right?
But who do you trust to win the game more late?
Now, I will say this. If Drew Aller gets off early, on schedule, easy throws, no drops, and they find ways to scheme up Warren, you know, the tight end, as a safety net, then I trust Drew Aller to be the closer more than Riley Leonard.
Which coach do you trust more?
I don't know, man. This is just personal.
You don't trust these coaches for different reasons. Freeman because you haven't seen him. Franklin because you have.
No, I don't trust James Franklin because it just seems like it's always something with him. He just seems like the dude that he's at the family like reunion at the church and he spikes the punch. And then you got the pastor and then you got the congregation.
And he giggling. He giggling the whole time.
And then you can't trust Marcus Freeman. Mark, you know who Marcus Freeman is? You know who he is? He's the dude at like whatever gym you go to and he's working everybody out, but he's the dude the most buff, but he's got to wear the tight clothes. Can't trust you, bro.
And he gonna miss spotting somebody because a cute girl.
Oh, he's gonna be like the dude in Detroit. They said that got sued. Was looking at somebody and the dude who like broke his arm or whatever.
Yeah.
He actually went to jail or something, right? Didn't he? It was like a whole bunch of
weight. Yeah, like he's gonna be really good for like 10 for three sets. But the fourth set, you're going to get up in there, he's going to look, and he's just going to get distracted for a minute, and that's going to end up on your chest.
Or Marcus Freeman is the dude that has everybody watch you, he's spotting you, and you max out at, I don't know, 315, and he gets on the bench and
just to
up.
Show you.
Yeah, just to rep.
Just to
rep
show you. Let me pop this up. Yeah, that's a good rep.
I would probably say experience obviously lends to James Franklin, but I just think there was something about that game, Notre Dame on the road against Texas A&M, that was different than any other Notre Dame. I think his connection, and I don't want to say this and take away from James Franklin either, but I think his connection, and this is why I would say that the way you build a coaching staff is significantly different. It's got to be different. The sense that the players get with Marcus Freeman is different, and that's what can lead you to do extraordinary things when you have not been extraordinary in these situations. Neither team has, but in particular,
beating Georgia is a pr- program changes.
Right. But they've never been able to do that before. No matter who's they've always cowered in these situations.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Notre Dame's 0-2 at the crib. They're 0-2 at Hard Rock Stadium. Lost to Bama in the national championship game and then 41-8 to Miami 4 years later.
Different Irish.
Different Irish, but big moment still.
Different Irish.
Hopefully that Georgia game has changed something.
I just think when you can connect with players from a player's perspective and you're talking their language and you're challenging them to a different level and you are in it to win it. It is a different, you saw it when they went down to Texas A&M. Normally that Notre Dame team would get the breaks.
I don't want to do to them what people did to Nebraska before the win.
What's that?
Before the first win. All the conversation. I'm old enough to remember the pre-national championship conversations about Nebraska. Mm. Oh, Nebraska's going to Nebraska. They're absolutely going to do that. And the reality is a different group came in who didn't have the luggage and saying, you know what? I don't care what my older brother did.
Or they just said enough is enough.
I need to get this.
I think they got a little bit more enough of enough.
Right.
Enough
that could be this year's Notre Dame
team. Yeah, I think that's.
Or Penn State team.
Right. And that's the problem. You got two teams looking across at each other, and they looking right at their twin. Because you got two teams that think they're elite. They definitely are the frat boy type of.
I kept thinking of Nebraska, looking at both of them.
No, but these two teams, when you look at
Penn State, Nebraska.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
When you look at Penn State and their alumni, they walk around with their nose in the air. Notre Dame, self-explanatory. Right. Typically think they're elitist as they are, you know, obviously with their alumni and their fan base is that very wealthy. Same with Penn State. The players are the same.
I don't know Penn State's fight song.
It don't matter.
I just thought about I know Notre Dame's. I know Texas. I know Ohio State's. I do not know Penn State's fight song. And for a blue blood, you kind of have to, right?
Or I don't know Notre Dame. To be honest with you, DP, I didn't even know my fight song until I had to go do it as a rookie. I mean, that is the honest. When people ask me about, you know, going into your first training camp, of course I was nervous because I was.
You're the young guy. Right. You're the rookie.
And, you know, you got to go. It's a job now. And you don't want to get embarrassed, get cut. You don't want to get embarrassed because you're not good enough. You wonder if you're good. All that stuff is natural. I was more nervous for when or if the time came. Or when the time would come that I would have to go sing.
Oh, the rookie show was
yeah.
Was,
we didn't do the rookie show, but you would be. I mean, I listen. I had a routine that I escaped it for 95% of training camp, and the dang special teams coach and the linebacker coach were talking to me about I'm gonna play a role. And it made me late from when I could sneak in there and get lunch.
Yeah.
When the veterans were gone.
Farming.
Here's what they did. They had the cafeteria glasses that were like super thick. Bing, 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 bing. And I was the only one in there. And that's when they all went in. So I would go in, I would shower, go eat, then come back and lift. They'll go rest. Because by the time they was over there, I'm out of there. They got me. Austin.
Did you sing it or did you hum? What'd you do?
I sang it a little bit. I tried my best. And I got to give a shout out to Dogo Ostergaard because before I left for the training camp, I think he either printed it off and I went over it. And I literally would as I would fill up with gas as I was driving the training camp, I'd be looking at it.
Can you sing?
No.
Can you sing better than Strick?
Probably.
Yeah.
If I'm by myself in the car, when Mike Jack come on, I'll sing. Or I'll sing some Christmas songs or something. But yeah, I'm not. No.
Luther.
No way.
The ball is
dead. Yeah. I ain't saying.
Jay Foreman singing the Nebraska fight song.
Oh, my God. It was
Man, horrible. Look.
It was so bad, Ted Washington was like, all right, enough.
we good.
Then they just made fun of me. Him and it was
Ted. Here's those vocal cords for talking, not singing for
it. It was Ted, Marcellus, Wiley, who's obviously in the news now. I have an interesting conversation with him last night.
Oh.
Big Daddy Pat Williams, Bruce Smith. It was all of them. And they just said, you know what, stop singing. And then they just roasted me because I was slew footed.
You have a great voice for audibles.
Well, the funny thing is, because I was slew footed, when I'd be calling the defense, and they'd be making fun of me like while they're playing.
That's
Big Daddy Ted, man. That's my dude, man. So anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy before we have the college football playoffs. Light skin to win. Somebody, one of them going to win tonight.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to give our picks. I'm telling you right now, I'm going with Penn State. I have to go with Penn State. I probably think Notre Dame's going to win. I'm going with Penn State. I'm only going with Penn State because I'm down two games in my pick'em. So I'm going with Penn State. Jay Forbitt, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.